This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the resolve to uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and the spirit of service is the policy and devotion of the government today. Mr. Modi was addressing devotees present at Sri Anandpur Dham in Isagar, Ashoknagar, Madhya Pradesh today. Referring to the welfare schemes of the government, Mr. Modi said the government is running various schemes like Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana, Ayushman Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana and Jal Jeevan Mission for charity so that the lives of the poor and deprived sections of society can become easier.
प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है. आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है. आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है. आज जल जीवन मिशन योजना के कारण गांव-गांव में पानी की समस्या का समाधान हो रहा है.
He said the spirit of service is at the center of our government. The government is working for all sections. A campaign has been started in the name of Ek Ped Maake Naam to protect the environment. He said amidst the material progress in the world, we are facing many concerns related to war, conflict and human values for humanity. At the root of these is the mentality of self and others. This mentality distances humans from humans. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid foundation stones of 44 projects worth over 3,884 crore rupees at Mehdiganj in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. The projects include development in road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism, aimed at enhancing overall growth of the region. The Bharatiya Janata Party has announced alliance with AIADMK for the 2026 Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. Briefing media in Chennai today, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said Edappadi K. Palaniswamy will be the face of the alliance in the state.
ये चुनाव राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में और राज्य स्तर पर एआईडीएमके के नेता एड़ाप्पाडी जी के नेतृत्व में लड़ा जाएगा. 1998 से एआईडीएमके एनडीए गठबंधन का हिस्सा है और लंबे समय तक मोदी जी और महान जयललिता जी ने साथ में मिलकर राष्ट्रीय राजनीति में काम किया है.
Another Hurriyat affiliated organization, the Jammu and Kashmir Mass Movement, has rejected separatism, declaring its complete commitment to the unity of India. So far, as many as 12 Hurriyat-linked organizations have broken away from secessionism, placing their trust in the constitution. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, under the current government, the spirit of unity prevails in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said in Mumbai that Maharashtra holds a very important position in the economy emerging from the creative sector, and with the aim of maintaining this position in the era of rapidly changing technology, Waves 2025 is being organized in Mumbai. He was speaking to reporters after reviewing the preparations for Waves along with Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. President Draupadi Murmu has departed for home after a successful state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. President Murmu attended an interactive session with members of the Indian business delegation in Bratislava, Slovakia, before departing for New Delhi. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India and Italy are working to forge impactful partnerships across various sectors and elevate their strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic relationship. Addressing a joint press conference with the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Italy, Antonio Tajani, in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Goyal stated that the comprehensive strategic relationship will significantly boost the current bilateral trade, which stands at $15 billion going forward. He added that there are numerous areas of cooperation between the two countries, including business, science, technology, innovation and education. Mr. Goyal emphasized that both sides reaffirmed their deep-rooted ties. And with that, we end this news bulletin.